A complex court case involving winter ozone pollution in Utah's Uinta Basin came before an appeals court in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning. KUER's Dan Bomas reports the central question is how much federal regulators need to know before they can act to control pollution.
Back in 2012, the Environmental Protection Agency decided the winter ozone problem in the Uinta Basin was unclassifiable, and it decided not to designate it as a non-attainment area for federal ozone standards. Environmental groups sued, arguing the EPA had all the information it needed to act. Jeremy Nichols is the Climate and Energy Program Director with Wild Earth Guardians, one of the plaintiffs in the case.
Our concern is that EPA has already put off coming up with solutions to clean the air in the Uinta Basin, and you know, we are operating without a firm, clear deadline for when this region is going to be safe for people. That's what we're trying to accomplish here with this lawsuit.
Since then, new studies have discovered much more about how ozone forms in the winter as emissions from oil and gas operations react with sunlight and snow. Much of that research was paid for by an industry group, the Western Energy Alliance. Kathy Scama is with the alliance. She says it would be better to scrap the lawsuit and base any new regulatory action on the new data.
In asking EPA to make a premature designation, the environmental groups have wasted EPA's time and resources. You know, those resources would be better spent addressing the issue in accordance with the Clean Air Act rather than a frivolous lawsuit that was asking them to rely on poor quality data.
The Uinta Basin lawsuit has been combined with similar cases from several other states. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals heard oral arguments from attorneys for both sides Tuesday morning, but hasn't said yet when it might rule on the case. Dan Bomas, KUER News.